Well, it's an amazing story with the next gentleman that joins us here in the Freak Nation. His name is Johnny Rutherford. Three-time Indy 500 champion joins us here in the Freak Nation. And Johnny, out of the gate, we're talking about Fernando Alonso and him coming over to the States, running the Indy 500. Is he a historian for open wheel? Does he realize the importance that you, the Unsers, Mario Andretti, and others have played in not just open wheel here in the States, but in particular across the world?
I'm not sure. I probably, but I haven't had the opportunity to know whether he's even knows us, you know. But I'm sure he does. If you know, he's a race driver, and racers tend to know other groups and Formula One and sprint cars and midgets and all of that, you know. So it's a fraternity. We all know one another.
And it's the McLaren tie, I understand that. How did McLaren feel that you could add to his success here at the track? Just some of the insight that you may have from the Speedway?
I doubt it, to be quite honest. I think it was just an ambassador, and the fact that I had driven for Team McLaren here for 7 years, won two Indianapolis 500s, and they were coming here to try to win it again. And I think that's the key. I'm proud that they recognized or remembered what I had done here and what the previous team, you know. It's a whole new group at McLaren now. All of the people that I dealt with have either passed on or have faded into history. So it's, you know, it's sad, but time marches on.
Time marches on, but we still have fun no matter what age we are, right? And you come here to Indianapolis. What's one of your favorite things to do, whether it's St. Elmo's Steakhouse or it's a wine over at the hotel? What is it?
To be quite honest, for the last 2 years, this is the best thing that's happened to me, is being involved with McLaren. It's given me something to do. Last year, they retired me as the official pace car driver for the Indy Racing League. I have not had the opportunity to do much since then, and I have a situation back home. My wife has dementia very bad, and dementia is a terrible disease, and the people where the memory care facility she's in takes very good care of her, and I'm happy with that, but it's a whole new program.
Let's give your wife the props that she is due. She was one of those women that said, we women are coming in the pits. You're not going to tell us what we can and cannot do here. We have the brain power just like the guys. Kudos to her, because I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing right now in motorsports if it wasn't for Betty Rutherford, seriously.
Well, yes, and I appreciate that, and thank you very much. She did. She wanted to, you know, it wasn't until she saw a couple of gals go in the pit before the race, and she couldn't. So it was like lighting the fuse on a stick of dynamite and trying to figure out how long it's going to take to go off. And she did. She got, you know, she went to bat for the women and got things, and then she was allowed in the pits to time and score. She was worked for McLaren in the timing and scoring department. So, yes, Betty had a lot of accolades.
Johnny Rutherford, it's hard to imagine. It's crazy to think that it's just been in the past 40 years that women were allowed in the IndyCar pits. You and all the people in your generation, Mario, and the Unsers, you are out there driving like crazy, and the rest of the world around you is in another century, in another time lapse. Isn't it valuable to think that the people in charge can open their minds and allow the entire community, half the population, to participate in what you're doing?
That's just the way it was, you know, and we had other things to concern ourselves with in going out on a racetrack and running as fast as the car would take us and doing our job. And so it was the women that my wife that came up with the fact that, hey, why are those girls in there and the rest of the women aren't? And so she pursued that and got it done for the ladies. And I, you know, it was great, and it was a gold star for Betty. And she was you know, just that type of person. She started the women's group here that was the Kara.
She started
Kara, and she for Eddie Gossage and Bruton Smith down at Texas Motor Speedway, she started the Speedway Children's Charities at the Texas Motor Speedway. So yeah, she's done a lot of neat things, and that's, you know, I'm just so sad that she's not around to receive the accolades that she's deserved.
Johnny Rutherford, crazy things like this pop into my head, but when I was growing up, my parents would tell me, who do you think you are driving that fast? AJ Fort, Mario Andretti, Johnny Rutherford? When you were growing up and you were driving too fast, who'd your parents refer to? How did they get you to slow down? Did they mention who?
Of course, Mario wasn't around, and AJ was just getting started, and the youngsters were, you know, locked up in Albuquerque. So it's now that was something that came along later. Who you are, I've been stopped before. I had a pretty hot car, and I legged it off out of a stop sign on a back street, but there was an officer in his car sitting watching. Evidently someone else had done it before. Anyway, I just legged it, and I saw him pull out and turn his light on, and I just eased out of the throttle and slowed down and pulled over to the side of the road and waited on him. And he came up and he said, "You were going a little fast, weren't you?" I said, "I was just, you know, seeing what you do on this empty street." And he said, "Oh," he took my license, looked at it, said, "Rutherford, keep it on the track." Gave me my license back. Then later, much later, several years later, we were on the way to Mid-Ohio driving, and over around Springfield, a state policeman pulled me over again. And I could tell he was young enough that the name on the license didn't mean a thing to him. He didn't know, and I got a ticket.
Did he say, "Who do you think you are, Mario Andretti?"
Oh no.
Were there times as a teenager, though, that you really tested your skills on the street in a car growing up in Texas?
Yeah, you have a tendency to do that. I had a a brand new 57 Chevrolet in 57, and it was the coupe. It was a nice car, but I was in a hot rod club in River Oaks, Texas, where I live, suburb of Fort Worth. And one night at the club meeting, one of the guys said, "Hey, I've got to leave early and go help my brother put the engine in his dirt track car." Well, that set me straight up in my chair. I said, "Dirt track car?" He said, "Yeah." He said they run every Friday night at the Devil's Bowl Speedway in Dallas. So I went out with him the next day, and he let me drive the car down the road and back. And that I just had to get started. And I looked for a car, 32 Chevrolet Coupe. Then it was in a closed-up service station in Grapevine, Texas. And it had been a race car once, but I bought it and took it back to the clubhouse, and the guys helped me build my first race car to run it to Devil's Bowl Speedway. Well, I gave away that 57 Chevrolet so I could get out from under the payments so I could go racing.
Johnny, thanks as always for doing this, buddy.
You bet.